AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. France got snubbed in a secret submarine deal involving the U.S., Britain, and Australia. President Biden did not apologize during his meeting in Rome with French President Emmanuel Macron.
I was under the impression that France had been informed long before that the deal was not coming through.
The president described the handling of the submarine deal as clumsy. As for Macron, he says the two countries should develop stronger cooperation.
What really matters now is what we will do together in the coming weeks, the coming months, years.
Earlier, the president met at the Vatican with Pope Francis.
Thank you.
The president said the two did not talk about abortion, and the Pope told him to keep taking communion, telling him he's a good Catholic. Another of Donald Trump's Republican critics says he will not run for re-election. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger has been increasingly critical of the GOP since the Capitol attack by the former president's backers and defied party leaders by joining the House panel investigating the riot. After 8 years in Congress, Kinzinger says in a Twitter video it's time to move on, though he's also hinting at future political plans.
As a country, we must unplug from the mistruths we've been fed.
Kinzinger's announcement came after Illinois Democrats redrew congressional maps, putting him in a heavily Republican district where his Trump bashing would have been hard to overcome in a primary against incumbent Trump supporter Darren LaHood. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Buckingham Palace says 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth is following doctors' advice to cut back on her busy schedule and will rest for the next 2 weeks. The owner of the Chicago Blackhawks is asking the Hockey Hall of Fame to cover the name of an assistant coach engraved on the Stanley Cup who was accused of sexually assaulting a player. This is AP News. Wages in the U.S. posted the biggest increase in two decades.
Wages and salaries jumped 1.5% in the three-month period ending in September, the most on records dating back 20 years. The Labor Department also says the value of benefits rose just under 1% in the third quarter, more than doubling the preceding three-month period. In the year ending in September, wages and salaries soared 4%. Also a record gain. The figures demonstrate that workers are gaining greater leverage in the job market and are able to command higher pay, more benefits, and other perks such as flexible work hours. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Massive amounts of volcanic pumice pebbles spewed from an undersea volcano in the Pacific Ocean. It's been piling up on southern Japanese coasts, damaging ports and fishing boats. Ferry services connecting remote islands in Okinawa and Kagoshima have been temporarily suspended. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.